To reach Jeff Sprecher's farm in Spring Green, you have to slog your car through a pond that used to be the driveway. Sprecher says he's lost more than 100 acres of crops, and his basement's steeped in roughly 8 inches of water.
I have 4 sump pumps running. They can't keep the water down. We had to rip all the drywall off halfway up. Our furnace is sitting in water, and FEMA has given me a nice check for $492. I would like to know how far that's going to go.
Sprecher says he's farmed long enough to absorb the costs if need be, but his concern and frustration reflect that of many people who are affected in flood-ravaged counties across Wisconsin. At a recent town hall meeting in Spring Green, FEMA coordinator Dolph DeMont did his best to assure people.
Every dollar we can spend that you're eligible for, we want to make sure you get it.
But DeMont adds that disaster grant programs are meant to help people begin their recovery, as well as ensure people are safely housed and cover necessary expenses. Meanwhile, some business owners, like Chad Cannenberg of Umhafer Lumber, are hoping for help through Small Business Administration loans. He says he's hoping to hear back from federal inspectors for their assessment of his submerged lumber yard.
They've looked and they have not come back with any type of number at all.
Do you have a guesstimate yourself?
Between inventory and revenue loss, it's going to easily be a couple $100,000.
FEMA officials stress patience in this time. They also emphasize that emergency needs such as food, shelter, and clothing can come through agencies such as the Red Cross and Salvation Army. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.